Okay. Alrighty.
It's on silent. Let's go.
Let's go. Come on. Let's start talking.
Okay.
I can hear everybody loud and clear. Can y'all hear me?
Yep.
I'm good.
Can you hear me? I feel like the mic's not close enough to my face.
No, it don't have to be anymore. No,
nope, I fixed all that finally. After 8 ruined podcasts, yeah. I finally got it right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. What I need to do?
Just
break the glass, man.
There's no breaking the glass anymore.
Oh, I thought there was something.
All right. It's time to be serious.
Yeah, quit playing.
You're listening to Off the Gas and On the Mic with Chase Holland.
All righty. Do you have an introduction or something that you do?
I typically overlay it into the video now because I have like a cool thing. Oh. Is this going to Patreon or public?
This is public. Public.
Okay, I've got a thing.
This is
that
Off
I plant.
The Gas and On the Mic with Chase Holland.
Yes. I plant that in there.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, then let's get started.
Alrighty, let's just cut to it. So our store was robbed on November 2nd, 2024 at the wee hours of the morning. I just can't even remember what time anymore. 2:30 a.m., 3:30 a.m.,
I think it was
like
4.
That.
It was 4:08.
When it started.
Yeah. We had, between all of us, probably 100 people ask us at the Dome for an update on the situation and what was going on with that. So we wanted to get on here and give everyone an update.
Right on. And we appreciate everybody's concern. You know, we're not complaining. I can't believe people were asking because we did put it out there that we were robbed and we never talked about it anymore. So that was the point of Adrian and I told Chase we would come on here and give an update on that, but we also wanted to talk about some other things, and we'll get on into that. So we were robbed. Actually, when we went back and looked at the footage, there was police activity at our building at 2 a.m. And you know, that was surprising to us because we're looking back on the footage of the morning that we got robbed, and at 2 a.m. there's blue lights flashing and there's cops right beside our building, and they arrested a guy right beside our building. So, and of course the cops didn't share none of this information with us. Well, when they left, you know, we watched their video, and we had a friend of ours watching. You know, he really I'm a name dropping Ted with Industrial Dock and Door, he was like fired up that somebody robbed us. And he said, get me into your security system. He said, and I will sit and I will watch every bit of it. And it was, you know, he was still doing the cleanup stuff from his
from the storm.
So he had time and he went through, and he's the one that told me about the cops there. And he was sending me timestamps so I could go in and look at what he was talking about. And also that the car that robbed us was circling our store.
Yep.
Right around that time when the cops had just left, they were circling our store, like kept pulling up to our building and leaving. And then they went to our back door and got out and went and looked in and jumped in and took off. So they were in Gulfport with no tag on their car, circling our building for hours. Like we can account for at least 2.5 to 3 hours that they were there circling the area. And go ahead.
So after they circled the area, we had footage of them backing up to our back door, jumping out, pulling on the doors. Then they left. Then they come back about 15 minutes later. They back up to the front doors. They try to open the front doors. So they were trying everything before they busted glass to get in. So we have really good cameras. Then we recorded them breaking into the side of the building, busting in, and they left, couldn't have gone further than one block, and came back 6 times to continue taking more inventory.
Yep.
The last time they jerked the cash drawer out of that, which we only keep a till in there, but that's not the point. They tore up the cash drawer, so forth, all of that. Fast forward to when we get back in town, because we were in Tampa with Chase racing. I connect with my detective on Tuesday. So that happened on a Saturday morning. He finally catches up with me on Tuesday because, of course, I can't get a hold of him and wants everything that I have. Well, earlier of that week, we had two guys fitting the same description try to scam us out of $4,000 of bags. Caught on to their scheme. They didn't get the bags. I basically told them, you know, that things like this happen and I wasn't going to play their game. So
elaborate on that a little bit, Adrian. What exactly were they trying to do? They were trying to purchase a bag with a credit card over the phone.
Stolen.
We didn't know it was stolen, but we have protocols in place because we have been scammed before. And it cost us, as small business owners, it cost us money.
Yep.
So, and what we did wrong in the past was somebody had
taken a payment over the phone.
Same scheme. You take a payment over the phone, and we're supposed to ship to the address that's on that credit card. Yep. Is the only way we ship anything, or if you come in person, you have to have the ID that matches the credit card, which is just common sense. That's just business.
So these two gentlemen, the guy basically told me that he was a college football player in California, and his assistant lived in Mississippi. I mean, doesn't sound too far-fetched, right? So I'm like, okay, no problem. He's like, well, he's there and he's going to ride over and get my purchase for my wife. If you'll just get it all ready, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's fine. I can't take your payment over the phone. I can email you an invoice because that's the secure way to do it. We use Square Up and you have to plug in all the factors and the security features on that. So I send him his invoice. Of course.
$3,600.
$3,600.
There you go.
And I'm like, he can't pick it up without your driver's license. Okay, well, I'll text you my driver's license. Okay. So he sends me his driver's license. Mm-mm. So I began to do research on who he was. He's not on the roster at the college that he tells me he's playing football. I mean, just so much stuff. His birth date doesn't match the guy who he tells me he is. The driver's license was fake. So he calls again. First of all, I text him and say, hey, we're not going to be able to do this transaction, basically. Well, he calls me. Well, he is in a completely different voice, different character, all the things. And he's very upset with me that I tell him he cannot purchase these bags. And I was like, look, if you're legit, I'll overnight them to you. I'll pay the overnight shipping. Right. You pay the invoice, and I'll make sure you get your bags for your wife's birthday. Needless to say, he pays the invoice. Still wants to pick up the bags, sends me his assistant's driver's license. And I'm like, yeah, you're going to have to wait to pick those up. So the transaction goes through on Square, but I don't allow them to pick up the bags because I know it's going to be a chargeback.
Right.
I don't hear from him. I call my credit card company at that point. I'm like, hey, I need you to look into this credit card. I'm almost positive it's stolen. No, it's not, ma'am. It's not going to be a chargeback. We don't see any issues with it. Well, the cardholder did not know her card was stolen yet because, yep, lo and behold, 7 days later, I get the chargeback for the $3,600. So thank goodness I did not let my inventory leave the store. So fast forward to that happens on a Tuesday and a Wednesday, and then we're robbed on Saturday.
Yep.
So the detective on the Tuesday after the robbery, he doesn't want to hear anything I have to say about these two gentlemen because, of course, it's just speculation that they're attached to the robbery. Several other things, you know, that I added in for the investigation, you know, these luxury bags have date codes, like all the things. And he's like, well, I have connections at the pawn shop, such and such. And I'm like, they're not taking them to the pawn shop that's a half a mile away. Like, give me a break. They're not idiots. I mean, they basically had a car with no tag. They knew what they were doing. They rode around the place for hours, all the things.
We also found out, and I don't mean to cut you off, but we found out when you hired the glass company to come fill in the hole and start taking measurements of all the stuff that was busted, the glass company's like, y'all are the third business of the same night that got broken into. And one of them being a pawn shop in Gulfport. Well, I called down there and I got the owner on the phone and he had heard about us through the glass guy as well. And he was like, man, I'm so sorry to hear it. And I said, well, I'm just curious. Did they rob you? And he was like, and I said, do you have any video footage? And he said, I only have inside cameras. And he said, fortunately, I have some like burglar bars or whatever on his doors. And when they they did kick his glass out, but they didn't penetrate his building. They didn't get inside. So he only had video of the door getting busted, but he couldn't see who did it or whatnot. So it led us to believe that maybe that was a distraction. Like maybe they left and went down there and kicked the wind in, and he did have a silent alarm. He had an alarm that went off. So I'm sure it brought the cops to there, and oh, wow, the window's busted. So you can imagine the cops are all in the area, and it gave them the opportunity to come rob us. That's my theory, but nobody checked into it because they don't care. Gulfport don't care.
They don't care. And there are businesses around us that have other cameras that they could have gotten the footage where the car left my building that was obviously leaving and emptying the car of the handbags that they stole each time they entered. I've not heard anything about the video footage on that. I've been told by other business owner friends that, you know, it's luxury. No one was killed in our break-in. These are luxury items. They don't affect anyone but us. So it's not hurting anyone. We are not a priority, and I understand that. Don't get me wrong. I understand that, but we work very hard for a living. We had set ourselves up to have a huge year for 2024, and this was a huge setback for us. So fast forward to Saturday morning when I get the phone call when our employees show up at work. And they're like, the glass is broken out on the store. We're pretty sure someone broke in. And I'm like, what? Like, I'm trying to process, and he's already on our cameras because we can look at them from our phone. And I'm like, can y'all just open the side door and cut the lights on? That's all I want them to do. Open the doors, cut the lights on. Well, they weren't comfortable opening the door and cutting the lights on, even though I was like, no one's inside the store. Like, no one's there. Like, you can open the door. So they wait on the police to get there, which is fine. Well, then we start seeing the footage. One of the girls FaceTimes me, and I start seeing the mess that they have done to our store. We're booked in bridal appointments that day, booked in formals. It's slow season, so every dollar counts to make payroll, and they want me to cancel all of my appointments for the day. I can't unlock my front doors. I have an entire staff there on payroll, and they're shutting it down. And I get it. I was hopeful. Fine. Cop gets on the phone with me, and she basically tells me to let her do her job. Fine. If you're that confident, do your job. Let me tell you, she is not the one investigating the crime right now.
Right.
Let me tell you that. So as soon as I get off the phone with the cops, we get all the appointments canceled. We're out of town, so our team had to clean up a mess. I call my insurance agent because that's what you're supposed to do next. Call your insurance agent, tell them you have to make a claim. I tell her what happened, that we were robbed early in the morning and that we need to start a claim. And she said, oh my God, you're not going to be covered. First words out of her mouth. And I'm like, what? I mean, like, I'm distraught crying. Like, I'm devastated at this point.
Can't imagine why.
The store's a wreck. Yeah. And I'm not there to do what I do. And her immediate response to me is, you're not going to be covered. And I'm like, what? And she's like, you're not monitored. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. She's like, I'm so sorry. So she gets off the phone with me to start the claim. So then I'm even more upset. These two are trying to figure out how we're leaving Tampa and coming home, which the store would be closed at that point. So what are we going to do? Thank goodness we stayed with Chase because we all know how he drove that night.
Yeah.
And I'm very thankful we stayed. That was a heck of a weekend, a heck of a run for Chase. I hate the Treb got him at the last minute, but I mean, fantastic race. It was a great night, and I'm glad that we stayed where we were, and I'm thankful for the team that we had to do what they did. They rescheduled our appointments till late in the afternoon and made it work. So Monday, I get the email from the insurance agent, basically outlining everything, telling me that we have a safeguard on our insurance policy and that she discussed this with me. And I'm like, no, you didn't. You did not discuss this with me. So let's back up a little more. In 2023, our insurance policy comes up for renewal in December. In 2023, our insurance policy on the commercial, on the building, we own that building. The policy for 2023 was almost $12,000. The renewal, the lowest, cheapest premium we could get was $24,000 for 2024. I literally was in a panic. I told him, I was like, I don't know how we're going to pay for property insurance. This is outrageous. Called my banker. We have a great relationship with our banker. And he's like, you know what? Let me look and see if we can force insurance on you.
Right.
And what that means is if you don't have insurance, the bank will force insurance on you and then charge you for the insurance coverage that they take on their...
He was hoping he could get it cheaper
Their investment. He was appalled too.
Yeah.
So he calls me back and he's like, Adrian, this is not good. Every policy on the Gulf Coast has doubled. He said, I don't understand what the insurance companies are doing. He said, they've basically got y'all. He said, you're going to have to take out that policy. And I was like, okay, it's in God's hands. You know, we may make it, we may not.
Yep.
Who knows at this point? So I know that the main focus in December of 2023 was my premium cost, was finding a premium that we could afford to cover on that. Even had it, I'm going to forget the name of it. I don't want to call him an adjuster, but the guy from the insurance company has to come out, measure the building, make sure that we are insured for the value of the building. So he comes
basically
out.
Basically an appraiser for the insurance
company.
But
they call him something else.
Yeah.
So we're undervalued for replacement cost on the building. So my premium goes up a couple grand more. I'm like, you know what? At this point, just do what you got to do. Just don't even tell me about it.
Make sure we're covered.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't even tell me about it. Just do what you got to do. Not once has anyone told me that if we get robbed and I'm not monitored, that you're not covering my inventory. I feel like that should have been a clause at the bottom of the insurance policy.
Why would you pay that much money for insurance that covers nothing? Well, over a little clause.
But at the bottom of all policies, y'all know you have to accept or decline terrorism coverage.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Jace?
I didn't know that.
Insurance is a scam.
So it's
a scam.
Sorry to all you insurance
agents. No, it is. It's a scam.
So it should be one of those check mark boxes. Oh, you're not monitored, so your inventory is not going to be covered for theft. Initial here. So anyway, she never tells me this. I even went through all of my emails. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter that she didn't tell me.
Yep.
Because I signed off on the stack of 25 pages and I paid my premium every month up until that robbery. So then she is just the writer of the policy.
She's an agent.
An agent or a broker or whatever. And then the company that I'm written through has another company that oversees the claims. Y'all, 3 weeks before I heard anything from them. 3 weeks. I tried to call them, everything. I finally get my adjuster's boss on the phone, and she's like, she's on vacation, but I'll take some information. She takes some information. She was polite. The next week, my adjuster, Tracy, in Illinois, and I'll give you some more details, but me and Tracy have problems. She calls me. She was literally the rudest person I've ever spoken to. I asked her questions. She's speaking in insurance terms. And I'm like, ma'am.
You would think we're the criminals here.
Yeah.
I mean.
I'm like, ma'am, I don't sell insurance. I don't know what you're speaking about. Please define. And I tell her the words that she just used. And she's like, and I was like, just explain it. Well, basically, you have a safeguard on your policy. And since it wasn't monitored, we don't have to cover it. But we have to wait on underwriting to come back for that. I still don't have the official letter. I've received one email basically telling me that since we're not monitored, they're not going to cover it. Our deductible is $5,000. So they don't cover cash. That's the first thing. So any cash that is in our cash drawer, which is fine. It was $150. That's the least of my worries. It's not covered. There is no loss of revenue on it. Down here in the South, you have a 72-hour wait period because of hurricanes and things that For the first 72 hours, they do not cover loss of revenue. So my employees' payroll, any of that during the robbery, they don't cover. So now we're down to, are they going to cover the damage to my showcases, to my cash drawer, to the glass, all of that? Well, guess what, folks? That's less than $5,000. So we get no insurance coverage at all for the robbery.
What was the tally? Are you going to share that?
I don't.
Yeah, because that's been the main thing people ask me. How much did they lose? How much is this? Is that what the tally is?
Was it 5,000?
I wish.
I'm just saying, you might as well say it.
So let me give you a little more background information. So we start planning for Christmas so we have two businesses. We start planning for Christmas, which is busy season, at our luxury pre-owned handbag store in September. We have goals to meet. We set goals for the team, individuals, as a store. So beginning in September, we bulk up on our inventory for Christmas. So and let me back up, because I've had so many people say to me, why weren't your bags in the safe? Why weren't your bags?
Or why didn't you have a monitored security system?
I'll get to
that. Yeah, I mean, that's a question.
Every night, so I'm sorry, I'm skipping around. I start bulking up inventory. Y'all, we had so much inventory because we are going for a blowout for 2024. We've got things we need to do, things we need to pay for. We have more debt right now than we normally have. You know, we're hustling. All of us, we're hustling. So we have a safe, pretty good size safe. Never had any issues with it. We do layaway on our luxury handbags. No interest, no fees. If you want to buy a luxury handbag, if we will make it into a payment plan for you. 6 weeks to 8 weeks, weekly, bi-weekly payments. Our safe was so full of layaway bags. From September to November 2nd, our safe was full top to bottom with layaway bags. So everything that everyone had purchased and was waiting to get out for Christmas was in my safe, thank God. All of my other inventory was locked up in two glass cases and cabled on the shelves down the middle. So that's why that inventory wasn't in my safe. I did not have room for it in my safe. So it makes me sick. We have a loss of $68,000 in handbags.
That makes me sick.
So when you talk about loss in handbags, that is not what you are selling them for. That is what we paid for them to put in the store. And I know a lot of people don't understand luxury handbags. So when we have guys come in the store with their wives, look, we all have our own things. We all have our own hobbies. Look,
y'all know these race cars. Y'all know the kind of money we spend on these things.
I try to explain it to men when they're coming with their wives and they're like, why are you spending $800, $1,500 on a handbag? Folks, y'all have guns. Y'all have fishing poles. Y'all have race cars. Our handbags don't lose their value. Some of them go up in value because they get retired. So we have a good investment. So I try to explain that and explain what you're getting and what you're purchasing. And if you take care of your investment, it's like a savings account. You can sell it and get your money back out of it. So when your wives want these luxury handbags, don't just credit it just because it's a handbag that she carries every day. It is an investment. Just like our daughter, she doesn't like to see money in her savings account. So we'll buy her a handbag and that is her savings account. And I'm not embarrassed to say that because we're in the business and she carries her bags and she takes care of them. And 20 years from now, if she wants to sell that bag, she's going to be able to double her money on that bag. And I'm okay with that. So we have a loss of $68,000 in bags. I will say that I'm one of those people that when I realize that there's nothing I can do about a situation, I let it go. I don't think about it anymore. I'm done with it. It's in the past. We're moving forward. I plan for us to make more money in 2025. than we did in 2024. So it's okay. We're going to be okay.
I'm still angry, but I'm angry
about a lot of things.
Yeah.
All of this to say that ask questions about your insurance policies.
Right on.
So when I found out about that we couldn't be covered if we weren't monitored, the first thing I do is I call an alarm system. Let me tell you how much. Let me tell you how much it was to have our building monitored. Our building is 12,000 square feet on the bottom floor, 3,000 of attic space. It was $2,000 to put all of the motion detectors, the glass sensors, all of it in. And it is $50 a month to have it monitored.
That is pennies compared to what we got stolen from us that is not covered. And that's the part that makes me sick.
If it had have been made clear to me, I mean, we already had cameras. Right. Cameras are way more expensive than a monitored system.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, nothing.
Yep.
And the peace of mind that it has given me since I've had it, oh my gosh, it's priceless. Absolutely priceless. So all of this to say, be sure that you know what you're paying for. And I do agree with him that insurance is a waste of money until you need it.
Yeah.
So make sure that when you need it,
it's what you think it is.
Going to get paid for it.
So let me just say this. We were a bridal and formal wear business that rented tuxedos and sold gowns and all that since 2006 when we bought the business and we moved into this new building and we brought back on the rack in there. And back on the rack, even in its early years down standalone, we didn't carry the inventory that we carry today. Like, we have grown, we have evolved into what we are today. So, And basically what I'm doing here is answering the question of why didn't y'all have monitored security? Like, everybody thought we was like completely stupid. Y'all didn't have monitored security. And we're like, no, nobody was busting our windows to steal
wedding dresses. Yeah.
You know, or tuxedos.
Right.
So we kind of grew over the years and didn't really comprehend.
This year was the most inventory we've ever had.
And now looking back, it's like, yeah, why didn't we have it? But because when they were first asking, I really didn't have the answer. And looking back at it, we never had it because we didn't need it. And then when we did need it, it was too late. We didn't realize it snuck up on us.
And so, I did do what I thought I was supposed to do at the beginning of the year when I knew that we had exploded with handbags.
Yeah.
I bought a safe.
Yep.
I was pulling them off the floor and I just let my guard down. Never in my wildest years did I think somebody was going to break in and steal handbags.
Yeah.
But we are very public on all platforms. Everyone knows our inventory. After doing research, the theft of luxury handbags is a huge ring across the country. It is something that happens quite often. We've been told that the thieves rented a rental car and took the tag off, which makes no sense to me because you have to have a valid driver's license, credit card, all those things to rent a car. So you should be able to trace who broke into our store. And once again, it is January, 8th?
Yeah.
And we've not heard from our detective. From our detective since the beginning of December.
Yep. And so no leads or no information from our guys, but what was it? A week after, we were on guard, like hair standing up on the back of our necks. Like, everybody's a criminal until they proved it they ain't. You know, somebody could look at her glass showcase funny, and we're like, what are you looking at? You know, I mean, we were all on edge. Everybody's a criminal. And it's sad that we felt that way. And then we get a call, our sister store. Actually, they contacted both our other stores. They contacted the Denham Spring store and tried to pull the same scam that they had done us. And I don't know if it's the same people or not.
It
tried to do the same thing with the credit card deal. And then our Fairhope store, the week after we were robbed, some people showed up over there asking about their bags and what's the most high end thing you got. And they're looking at everything
and walking through the store.
Yep.
with their camera like this, videoing.
Yeah, had
everything.
Their phone up like this.
Maybe not videoing, I'm speculating. But
they
but
were,
he's walking
they were doing
around
this.
Like this.
And while the other one was shopping, and then they tried to make like a $3,100 purchase with what we think was a stolen credit card, and it declined. And he was supposed to come back the next day to complete the transaction, and never heard from him again. So, of course, Adrian contacts the detective and is like, listen, we got video of them. We got this. We got that. And he's like, well, one thing's good about this. If they get robbed within the next month, we know we got them. We know who they are, and we know what they look like. We got a face. And we're like, you got to be kidding me. So all that to say, that's your update. Nothing happened. We were robbed, and we got robbed again by the insurance company, and it's just what it is. That's where we're at. Chase got me good one morning because I lecture these kids all the time. I'm sure y'all do if y'all got kids. I'm sure y'all been lectured. But we were sitting there, and you know, and I was having my pity party, and I was mad, wanting to, you know, this sucks, and I can't believe this and that. And Chase says, you need to look at it like this. And I'm like, you know, I'm thinking, what can he come up with that's good about this? And he said, you need to look at this as a lesson, and you need to look at it like you might have lost $60,000 or $70,000, but it happened now to prevent you, where you know what your insurance is and what it does to prevent you from losing even more. And I was like, you got a good point. And he was like, what if your building burned down or something and you have no coverage because of something stupid? You need to know what your coverage is. And maybe this lesson, even though it's a lot, it could be a lot worse. And I was like, yeah, good talk. So maybe he does listen sometimes.
And now you're feeding me that same lecture.
Yep.
Yeah.
They had a little pity party.
Yeah. I'm not getting into that. I'm not turning this into that.
No, I'm not trying to turn it.
We have been blessed. No doubt. Let's end it on that. I can tell you, and that's what Adrian and I both agree. You know, look, it was the most terrible thing that's ever happened to us on a business standpoint.
Yeah,
that's the
I don't think so.
You know, on a business standpoint, I ain't talking about the things that we've had some bad stuff happen while we've been in business. But as far as a loss at one time, that's the biggest thing I can remember us just taking a hit that big. You may know something different. We'll talk off camera, because if there's something worse than that, I probably don't want nobody to know about it, because they will think we're terrible business owners. But I just look at it like I don't know where I was going with that. Anyway, it is what it is. That we've been blessed. That's what I was going to say. The girls came together. You know, we had to make a decision. We had just hired a girl and had a spot for her and the whole nine yards. And, you know, that kind of tightened up everything. I mean, because that's a loss that we can't get back. So it made us have to reevaluate, you know, what we can do and what we can't do. And we had to lay off an employee, so to speak. We had to let someone go later. You know, it didn't like immediately, but, you know, it just put a little pressure on us to slim things down. And y'all know Avery works down there, so she's kind of free help. We can pay her in handbags and stuff, and she's a little easy on us, and she's a go-getter. But it made the girls come together down there and really go after it for us. And man, we had a record-breaking year, you know, so it's hard to sit and bellyache about the loss when we're having a record-breaking year. So it's just, you know, maybe that's the lesson, that you don't lay down. You just keep fighting. You know, you can't have a pity party. You just got to keep praying and doing what you're supposed to do, and everything works out, you know. So, and that's easier said than done, but it's what we got to do.
Yep. Absolutely.
So. Well, Chase, you got anything, buddy? What's on your mind?
Nothing. I don't.
Life's good?
Yeah, life's great.
Yeah.
Life is good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. So by the time this goes out, I ain't trying to run your show here. I don't know when you're putting this out.
Trust me. When do you want it up?
next week.
You need somebody to help you run this show?
No.
Okay, I could help you.
No, I'm asking you when you want this.
I could come in here and boss you around. That's fine with me.
You already do.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know idea.
Well, that's all I have to say about that, folks. Y'all have a good night.
Yeah. Seriously, thank y'all for all y'all coming. You know, like I said, we're not on here like, oh, everybody keeps asking. It doesn't bother us at all, but that's an update. We've heard nothing from the cops, the insurance company. We even went to an attorney. I don't think we went into that.
I didn't say that.
We hired an attorney, or you know how an attorney works. They don't get paid unless you win.
Yeah, I tried to sue my insurance.
Yeah, just to see if there was something they could do to pull it out for us. And they went through everything, and it all comes down to that safeguard. Yep,
we don't have a case. I can't sue.
100 pages in and little bitty writing and nothing that you had to initial. It just said right here, oh, well, if you got and it was in codes, like code such and such, and if blah, 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 and you have to go through and try to look this up and understand what it means. But when you get it all figured out, what it says is if you don't have monitored security, then
they don't have to cover anything.
You don't have an insurance policy. Yep. So that's that. So our attorney basically told us, hey, I'm sorry, but there's nothing we can do for you. So, yeah. We ate it, and we're still chewing on it, but we're good. Life is good. Yep. And that's that.
That's it.
That's it.
Later.
All right.
You quiet, man. That's probably best. Yeah, you just shut up. Shut up.
We don't say shut up.
Oh, never mind. I love you, man.
Thank you for listening to Off the Gas and On the Mic with Chase Holland. What'd you think about what you heard? Please follow for more content just like this.